It's a Monday, as I mentioned. And the way we wrap crunch time on a Monday, first we lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and then we get prepared to bring you this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
The Richter Scale is brought to you by Ramsey Waite. Ramsey Waite has all of your leading brands under one roof, including John Deere, Kawasaki, and more. So the Richter Scale works. Alex is back here as well with
me here.
In the studios.
No!
Yes!
So basically, we go over the biggest hitting news from the weekend and just kind of rate how it shook things up in the sports world. And we will begin...
By the way, really quick, I'm talking into Steve's usual microphone, and this is really weirding me out.
I don't enjoy it.
I don't know if I'm okay with this.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And I'm in your seat, so this is extra weird.
Yeah.
College football. November college football really rules all, and upsets make it all the better. The Ohio State goes into Iowa City as a 24-point favorite and is blown out by 30, while Michigan State takes down Penn State after a three-hour rain delay. How do these upsets shake up the college football playoff picture?
Oh, I guess we should have determined who's going to be going first.
I think the host should probably go first, right?
All right, so you? Oh, I see what you mean. That altered the face of the college football playoff and opened the door for Miami and Wisconsin and maybe even Washington. That was huge. That was double elimination. I know Oklahoma State wasn't really in it. So that's a 9.5. That's huge.
Yeah, I'd rank this like a billion. We were talking about humongous programs here losing big-time games. And, yeah, we're talking about teams that even with the one loss, they were probably going to be in the picture there. And now they're not really. So that's big time stuff. Yeah, I'd say realistically probably like a 9.5.
Next up, Bedlam, or as some are calling it, Bellum, since there was no D played. It was tied at 38 at the half. Both teams had over 30 first downs. Baker Mayfield threw for almost 600 yards. Mason Rudolph, 440+. And after finally making the defensive stop in the game, Oklahoma comes out with the win. Just how crazy was Bellum?
First of all, this is how riveting it was.
Yeah.
I do this for a living.
Yes.
I'm watching the game while we're doing the show. We come back from a break. I ask Kenny a question, and he answers it, and then he notices I'm not listening.
He had to
nudge me. But like, hey, Steve, anytime you care to join us for your pregame show, that would be nice.
That's golden.
That was a riot. That was a riot. I could watch stuff like that. I love a good pitcher's duel. I don't even mind a nice 2017 grinder in the Big Ten. But with those two Heisman candidates at quarterback, see them put on that kind of a show. The total yardage in that game, I think, was over 1,400. That's a 10. It doesn't get any better than that.
I'm really glad you mentioned that story, because I was going to bring it up if you didn't. How much that consumed not only your pregame show but mine too, because you kept talking to me about that game during commercial breaks and stuff. that was an incredible football game. I mean, that was a really fun part of the day when our pregame show got started, because there were really close games. Obviously, the Penn State and Michigan State one was going on at the same time too, and the Stanford Washington State as well, because of the weather situation too. So that was really fun, and obviously that game was the cream of the crop. That's like a 10 for me too.
I had fun flipping channels between all three of those games at home, not at a pregame show.
We were in a bar with lots of TVs.
On Sunday, ejections flying all over the place as A.J. Green, Jalen Ramsey were ejected. Mike Evans started a fight with the Saints. He's now suspended. Carlos Hyde was ejected late in the Niners game. Julio Jones dropped in a pass in the end zone for the first time since 2012 against the Panthers. Marshall Newhouse of the Raiders did a John Elway impersonation helicoptering around the field. And the Eagles and Rams dropped 50 burgers on the weekend. How big was week 9 in the NFL?
I love the fact that Hyde got kicked out. And sometimes you'll see a coach who's really aggravated, just as like, we're getting killed. I want no part of this game. I almost saw him as like a college coach getting beat by like 109-7 or something like that. And he was just checking out. But man, the Eagles beating up on the Giants. I mean, the Rams beating up by the Giants, hanging 50, and the Eagles just look like the best team. And Kansas City, when they were 5-0, I remember saying, people, just stop. It's the Chiefs. It was a really good Sunday in the NFL. But it also revealed that I don't know that there's a lot of teams that have a real shot at winning this thing. So I'll give it an 8.
I'd say about an 8.5. How crazy of a world is it that we're living in where the Rams are as good as they are right now? And how much does it show how bad Jeff Fisher was as a head coach?
I think it's more that.
It's unbelievable. He is like Mr. Average.
Mr.
Yeah.
7-9.
Yeah, I'd say NFL as a whole probably like a 7 for me. I wasn't paying attention to it as much as I should have, but it was a good weekend of football. Obviously, with players getting kicked out, that's at least exciting. Exciting, pretty much every game.
I'm sorry, just the fact that, like you said, that the Rams are back in the thick of things.
Yeah.
Jeff Fisher's the guy. If your team's 4-12, he's like, I can get us to 7 or 8 wins, but that's it.
He's like 7-win Sark or whatever.
Right.
Last one in the MLS. The conference finals are set. Seattle moves past Vancouver, looking to repeat as champions. Houston Dynamo take down the Timbers 2-1, looking to ride the Astros championship tidal wave to an MLS championship. In the East, Toronto will take on the Columbus Crew, who are looking to win a title and save their team from relocation. How do these conference finals matchups rate for you guys?
Well, obviously, without the Timbers, it goes from what it could have been was probably peak at an 8 or 9 to a 6 to begin with. Then you start telling me Toronto and Columbus are playing and it's not the NHL, and I just think you're making stuff up. Then a Seattle team is in it, which makes it even worse, and I'm still pissed off at Houston for beating the Yankees, so it's a 4.
Yeah, give it like negative numbers.
Bitter.
Give it negative numbers because the Timbers lost and the Flounders won. Can we just like move on from this topic in general?
I'm in, or I guess I'm out. I'm in by being out.
I'm very much out.
Done.
So again, that's like -2
done
for me.
All right, so that went over big.
Yeah.
All right, and I believe that will put a wrap on our first November edition of the Richter Scale. Well played all the way around.